Huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, straight out of Ghana right here in your number one hit music station, 96.9, baby. I'm Deal to the T-U-A-V-E, and the only guy that only says the word. It actually call him the sound god, right? Bim! Bim, bim, bim! Ladies and gentlemen, we got Stone Boy from Ghana right here on your number one hit music station. How
Let's
you doing?
Popping.
Great. Yeah, man. We're right here representing live and living color, you know?
I like that.
Seeing
like
the item in flesh.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm giving tongues, you know, for life every time. Yeah. You see it.
This is home for you anyway.
Absolutely. But it's like my second time at Cool FM. But yeah, man, you know, nice. I'm cool with the cool peeps. You see me?
Love it. It's the wordplay for me.
Your people will ask you questions because, you know, right here, and one of the last songs you put out was Activate, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And like, then, Therapy, you know, was the last.
Yeah, Therapy was
Therapy is the last, basically, yeah. But I get it when you say last.
No, I mean for us, for everyone.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
So the thing is, you know, we missed that part of you. And I'm sure the question is, I keep asking you, I mean, why do you come to Nigeria? I mean, once in a while, why?
I actually would want to be here as much as I can, to be honest. To be honest, like, but the thing is, you know, is there must be reasons, you see me? Like, if you go to the King's Palace, you can't just walk into the King's Palace anytime you want. I feel like Nigeria plays a very significant role in that sense as well. So as much as we can visit often, when there is a cause for the visit, it makes it worthwhile. So
I love that.
I love that.
I think for us, you know, if you talk about the music and collaborations, you know, there are definitely a lot of people you've worked with. True. But I'm showing our hearts to people you also still want to work with. Who are these people?
Globally, you know, there are some names that I really respect, not because they are huge only. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd always say Rihanna is a name I'd want to work with.
I love that.
Yeah, man, because when you hear the songs, you know that's a style that tailors to your inner core. You know what I mean?
And you guys will sound so good together. Like,
yeah, man. So taking it out of that box that I might want to work with, some of these really white singers, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like probably the Coldplays and that. Just to see what's right, what's like outside that part there. Yes, these are some of the names I can come off top when I'm thinking about broadening my scope. And even probably,
have you thought of Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, so the Coldplays are in the lanes of the Ed Sheerans,
exactly.
Yeah. And then in the Latin world as well, might want to work with.
I want to ask something very quickly, right? The conversation about Nigeria and Ghana. And I know because you were in the news for a lot of reasons. Reason in the news for the music and how. You know, the thing is, it came as a punch because, you know, you're very loved here, right?
I see. Yeah, man, for real.
So he was like, did you think you were supposed to be part of that conversation?
Conversation, yeah.
All right.
Honesty. Now,
I'm happy I'm here today. I didn't even think of that, but I have to just say, truthfully, I qualify to be a part of every musical conversation. Absolutely. On the continent. I believe so, with all due respect. So that was actually a musical perspective from which I came.
Yeah.
I was not coming on a personal perspective, supporting, you know, a fellow brother's opinion, which I hands down consider, you know, very much incorrect. So you can understand when I'm getting shots for actually just putting my submission, which has a part of it highlighting the highlighting on the issue the right way, but it's just because the lead. The lead, which is
the subject,
the lead, which hit wrongly,
has
caused a lot of fumes in the hearts of people. So, therefore, then the immediate reaction I got was that fume.
I get it.
But later on, when it was dying down somewhat, I found very prominent people in the Nigerian community who I've never have seen, but for on Twitter now. Get the vibe, like, this is where he's coming from. Like, we get the vibe. So that alone just healed the wounds, basically. And then I think they added some 2% of the love they had on top of what already.
Real talk right there, right? Sorry, I think I'm talking too much.
No. Go ahead and say. I'm intrigued to hear what you're saying.
You know,
when
you meet your friend in a long time, you know how that feels. So, conversations.
Yeah, man. For real.
No, you have to speak.
It's cute. I just want to push to the music, to be honest. I mean, I really do love your music, and it's an absolute vibe. I feel like we need more people doing what you do in Africa as a whole, because you think like we have that many, but we don't. When you think about it, it's not very like congested. We need more of that. We really, really do.
I respect that. What I think is that we easily just see it from, we're seeing it from the Afrobeat perspective more. As an umbrella under which we all belong.
Yeah, but it's a very distinct genre.
I can push it to the... I can mention names. I can mention names from the General Pipes. Take it to the Foundation, Majek Fashek.
Exactly.
Take it to Two-Face.
Exactly. Rassi
Mono. Take it to Burna, bro.
Exactly.
Take it to Pato Ranking.
So,
you know what I mean? Let's get the credits for them boys. Them boys.
Hey, I'll bring it.
Yes,
fire.
Because I just mentioned one of the biggest names in that style right now. Mm-hmm. So you don't know. It's been the Foundation. And I think, you know, from our hearts, we'll continue to represent, you know, for the genre that has, that identifies the reggae and the dancehall being coming out from Africa, basically, because they know wherever it was named.
Yeah.
They know where the roots is. And we are the ones that's holding it down like
and,
that.
And it's older than anything. It's almost older than any time.
Yeah,
any
actually,
which is
it
right.
Dates back.
Yeah.
Dates
has,
back.
It has set foundations from
and that's
time
why it's always
going
to be there as well.
It should always be, because be guess what? It's, in, it's music of black origin anyway. Mm.
Absolutely.
True,
you
that,
see what
true
I mean?
That.
So
Stone Boy spitting some truth. He's right here on the show, and this is one song that got my heart too as well.
It's activated your heart.
He starts so many things too.
Woman, you got tobacco very big, I never seen. Front page, see that there. So the, you know, like who would have thought I was coming in with that bang? You know? Yeah, that's how the feel is. So we're just representing.
Any day, you gotta
get
Stone Boy.
And then it goes on the smooth, and then I go back and say, baby me, you're the fool of my mind. So it's doable.
He's giving us
it's
all
doable.
Of it.
Let me tell you, there's nothing I love as much as when I say, just dropped a brand new single, Gidigba.
I'm very enthused about that title because to me, I know Gidigba is like a Nigerian slang that means like you're bomb, like you're good, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, so like you just put that there, or it's a Ghanaian thing as well. Like.
Ghanaians, I mean, from I think from my I'm an Ewe, so from the Ewe perspective, Gidigba literally means the same, basically.
Love it.
Yeah,
see what we're saying about like you know the
music.
Oneness.
So it's. Especially West Africans, maybe we have the same great grandfather. Now you come marry 10 million people, more everybody.
It's true, it's the polygamy that caused this spread.
You'll be shocked that the same person that gave birth to Burna gave birth to Stone Boy.
Same ancestors.
Anymore. Because you know what? Some tribes actually marry, I don't know how to say it, they marry cousins.
They try to keep
try to keep it inside. Do you know how many of those things have gone on and created a long lineage?
That's what maybe we're cousins.
Imagine.
No, we're not cousins.
I don't even want to be a cousin.
Sure about
please
that.
Don't try to be his cousin right now. Don't do that.
Now about the music, right? About the music. What would you say? You know, sometimes you know music changes time.
True.
You know, there's true. A time. True. Is there any time you just have that? You know, like when they say every musician have that, where you have to pause, recess, and say, you know, I need to change something. Was there any point in your career that you wanted to just, I want to tweak something?
Yeah, man. Every single phase, because music, it actually, like, you're on radio, you're like a media, you know, guru.
Yeah.
You see the transitions, the variations, the diversity, the differences in tastes, and how an old taste can come back, a new taste can just vanish in 2 minutes, and you'd have thought that would have been the biggest taste. It's just like when they said COVID is going to swipe up everybody from Africa, and then the next minute, now we they stand Gidigba for the artist. And then they turn the guy. You know, so different kind of thing. But coming to the music, what I would say is that if you are actually gifted, dig deep inside of you and get more confident and comfortable with the styles.
Mm.
And I think for me, it's tricky. My foundation is actually churchical.
Ooh.
So I have the musical in it. Inside me and is very critical.
Okay, you know, I see what he's doing.
But it's brutal for me to put it on the reggae perspective and dancer perspective, because I think I have that energy and that is how I want to send the information across.
That's good.
Looking at who I am in my soul at heart, I think I'm like the warrior spirit.
Okay.
So how can I now transform that information or transfer that information? That's how I ended up with dancehall and reggae. So behind it is some soul, is some beauty, is some music.
Mm.
And so that's why I easily just span across because in my catalog, I have several features, several hit songs across high life, across dancehall, across reggae, and across Afrobeat and Afro dancehall. I have number one billboards, reggae billboard with Sizzla, Kalonji,
Mad,
and Kepletan. And we're working with Buju Bantan, I Octane, the reggae legends, and that.
Yeah.
I still have dancehall songs with Calibots, which is reggae billboard number one as well. You know, so in that terrain, I just dropped a song with Gentleman, the German. You know, so I've been able to, and I'm thankful to God that this is how I am seen. Or this is how I actually love to express my style. Activate with Davido is a typical Afrobeat song where that's another hit in that and that vein. Nominate as well with Kerry Hilson. And then Therapy was like, yo, is this singing?
I actually really like Therapy. I really like it.
So musically, when it comes to diversity and that, I'm just grateful that I find out that I am talented enough to be able to just continue to keep digging in my, you know, in my fort.
You are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been itching for this, like, So I've just been letting you guys talk. Yes, we're getting wiser and whatnot, but I need you to go on this beat, okay?
Okay. Let me get it easy. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, music is good. You know how it is, right? It's one and only Stone Boy C from Ghana.
We're
on your radio.
Eve.
Don't touch that radio.
Like Adam and Eve.
And if you want to hear something hot, fresh, just say bim. Bim.
Bim. Aigo. Yeah. Just believe like Adam and Eve, Doctor and Eve. I know come to deceive. Mekuna just they receive. Bangado. Stoneware from Ghana. Where they up on cool FM, man, I blaze up that fire, yeah. Tell them say me not go lose God, oh. Tell them say me be the one God, oh. Me a de stand so strong, ah, oh. Gidigba, be the track, oh. Tell them say me not go lose God, oh. Hear me now, no, I want to some boy, watch you now, no. One God I represent from Ghana to the blood clot world. Watch ya, F! Could I never be a minimalist? One pandilis, me take a winner, the adas the list. Them no say man a boss it like a real jungle is. Give them a one God song, man a evangelist. Fire, burn them like a fireman. Me no see no other youth way better than how we are run things bout ya, Jagaban. We are run things bout ya, Jagab. Anyway, them see mankind, them do one kind. And we do like say we never know what we are. Make us a what we are. Snake and back grass, them be full back mind, but we do like say we never know. Yeah. Where we tell them again, no, Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Believing yourself, no go from minimal. Oh, Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Gidigba, we dey from Gidigba. Make you never watch out. Them a talk about money, but them never rich like that. But them never rich like that. Them can't see my back. Me nah make a move when me no see contract. Me and them never get a eye contract. Say so them a leader, but them a lead from back. Wahala, test boy, get a comeback. Pull it up again.
You know, you just made a completely new record on the show, right?
I'm telling you,
a completely new record on the show. Always a pleasure having you. Not just
see
I've had a conversation with you, you know, off and on. You're a great guy. And guy, that guy's got a God in